Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Big Reardon Roundtable tomorrow. Jane will be on the panel. We're going to talk about a bunch of things that happened this week in the news, including the government reopening. Also, former State Senator Jeff Smith and Greg Keller, who always brings the fire on panel. Yeah, there's never a dull moment with those two in particular. I think having Smith and Keller together is the only time we kind of reduce the amount of time that Jane talks because they talk so much.
True.
So, you know, I'm always looking for different types of topics. We don't only do politics. And there was something that caught my attention on Real Clear Politics. You know, they have a section called Real Clear Investigations. And the headline of the story that I read a couple of days ago was Americans are increasingly alone, but are they really lonely? And Christopher Ferguson, who is the author, who's going to join us here in just a second, and I'll welcome him in. But I want to read the beginning part of the piece because he reminded me that in 2023, then U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy released a report that was called Our Epidemic of Loneliness and Isolation. I don't remember if I heard about this or we talked about it at the time. And it painted a bleak picture of people in this country feeling isolated, invisible, and insignificant. And it also stated that half of Americans may face a personal crisis of aloneness that poses health risks similar to that causing by smoking up to 15 cigarettes a day.
Dang.
I know, that's pretty significant. But we've had time to look at that report and to talk about it, maybe come at it from a different perspective. Christopher Ferguson, who's a psychology professor at Stetson University in Florida, is with us. Professor Ferguson, how are you? Thank you for allowing me to do a long intro there. I appreciate it.
I'm doing great. It's great to talk to you tonight.
So this was interesting to me because you kind of draw the distinction between, you know, loneliness and aloneness, and there's differences there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So what we're seeing, you know, in the data seems to be that we're spending a little bit more time alone than we had 20 years ago. And the numbers really add up to something about like 1.7% less time with other people. So that seems to be a real change, but as you can kind of tell, that's a very small, you know, real change in time spent with other individuals. But that has been kind of conflated with this idea that, you know, this is the same thing as loneliness.
Yeah.
You know? And it turns out that, you know, sometimes being around other people, you know, kind of sucks.
Sometimes. I'm with you. Hey, you're talking to a guy who's
to the choir.
Tall.
Right,
yeah, you're
here.
Preaching to the choir for sure on that. We get it.
Yeah, you know, like one example, of course, is a lot more people working more remotely now. You know, and I'm actually one of those people. You know, I teach my classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays and work from home the rest of the week. That's great. I have no problems with this, you know, whatsoever. But that would count towards this idea that I'm spending less time, you know, with other people in real life. But so I think that's the trick with a lot of these conversations is people are talking about loneliness. And if you watch, they'll start shifting to, you know, the evidence is really that we're spending time more alone which is different from loneliness. And so I'm a little bit concerned that those are getting confused.
But also, and let's kind of put this into perspective, when we spend time alone, I'll be alone in a deer stand in Howard County, Missouri, looking at small helpless animals with a rifle this weekend. But a lot of the things that we do that we're alone, we like doing it. Like we have iPhones now.
Right.
We didn't used to have that. We have technology that we didn't used to have. So some of that is just kind of natural, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And a lot of that doesn't really count towards time spent with others. So the example I use, I'm a big geek. So I play Dungeons and Dragons, and sometimes I play with my friends online, that I've known for years and years and years. So the question becomes is, I'm spending time, not physically with other people, but I am actually entertaining myself. We're entertaining each other, as online community. Does that count, as, time spent alone, or doesn't it? And that's, I think a lot of these kinds of, there are these changes in society that I think are making it kind of confusing to track things over time. And I'm not sure that there's clear evidence that these are problems that we need to worry about.
But this is really what caught my attention, one of the reasons I wanted to have you on, because you wrote about this. You said, because that Surgeon General report was criticized, and now it's been looked at a lot more carefully. But one of the things that you write is that this might reflect a larger pattern whereby science is invoked to make larger arguments about American culture. And the example is claims that systemic racism is a public health crisis, or that technologies like cell phones are increasing rates of depression, anxiety, or mental health issues among teens. These assertions take kernels of truth. Racism exists. Mental health problems were on the rise until the last few years, and then attach them to causes to add scientific credibility. Right. And so that would be, and that happens, I think.
Absolutely. I mean, we've seen like a number of these different types of, crises or whatever we want to call them, that, politicians will make a big deal out of these, and then they'll find some scholars that, I think in good faith, will support that perception of there being a crisis. And then, 10, 15 years later, we kind of look back on it and think like, well, that really wasn't that big of a deal. It turns out it wasn't, as big of a crisis as we made it out to be. And then the problem is we don't really learn from that very well. We just simply move on to the next crisis. And, in some cases, you can kind of see the same scholars, keep reappearing, time and time again, kind of like backing up some of these crises. And I think sometimes we have to remember that, fear itself is kind of a commodity, right? I mean, we can, make money by, frightening people and then selling books or speaking engagements or things like that. Politicians benefit from it by looking like they're doing something when they're not, so on and so forth. And so I think we have to be a little bit careful that, sometimes something can be, maybe it's a minor problem, but we have this kind of tendency to dial everything up to 11, and everything's an immediate crisis. And oftentimes that's not really true.
Yeah, no, I think that's absolutely the case. So I have to ask you this before I let you go, just because, and I don't know much about you, but in the bio at the end of the piece that I read on Real Clear, it said that you're the author of a book called Catastrophe, The Psychology of Why Good People Make Bad Situations Worse. Tell me about that book. That just, the title intrigues me.
Yeah. So it's pretty much what it says on the tin to some extent, really looking at, the types of both, emotional and cognitive biases that make us do the wrong thing, that make us make bad choices. And it really covers the examples that we kind of go through in the book are things of like, why sometimes pilots have crashed perfectly good planes, why human beings sometimes run back into burning buildings, what kinds of emotional biases make us make some really bad decisions. We do go through things like, these sort of, racism, moral panic of 2020 and things like that. So it really is looking at trying to figure out sometimes people are making decisions in good faith, but they're clearly the wrong decision.
Yeah.
When we can actually stop and look back, we know it was the wrong decision, and maybe we could learn from that and make better decisions in the future.
I seem to remember a period between, I'd say, March of 2020 until late into 2021 where some of these things might come to mind. I don't know. What could that be, right?
Yeah, it comes up in the book. Yep.
All right, Christopher Ferguson, awesome. Thanks for coming on tonight. I really appreciate it.
It was a lot of fun. I appreciate
All right, take
me
care.
On.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.